This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Art Waves, brought to you by Art Centre, making things better since 1986.
Hello and welcome to Art Waves, the official program of Art Centre. I'm joined today with Eddie and Greg, both artists from Art Centre. We've got a fun packed program for you today. Eddie's going to read some poetry periodically, and we've got Greg along. Greg was actually on the last show, and we've got Greg back to carry on talking about Art Centre and his experiences in the art world and his own personal journey. First of all, we're going to play some music for you, and it goes like this. There it was, Delirious with the track Alien. Welcome to Artwaves, Art Centre's regular, every 2 weekly radio programme on 105.4 FM. I'm joined today by Greg and Eddie. Eddie's going to read some poetry in a moment. We're just getting ready at the moment at Art Centre. We've got our Dunedin Fringe exhibition coming up. So we've been putting in a lot of work for that. That opens on the 15th, and that runs till the 22nd, and that's from 10 till 4 each day. So you're welcome to come along and have a look at our Art Centre Dunedin Fringe exhibition, which will be in the window inside the main doors. We've got a bug theme, which we've been plugging for a wee while now. So we've been working hard, creating lots of mini creatures and their environment as part of our display. And it's I think you'll find that quite exciting. It's multimedia and all sorts of different kinds of art forms, from the weird and the weird to the wonderful and everything in between. I'm going to play you some more music. Here we go.
There to show you the way.
Better take a look inside.
Close your eyes, find out what they're trying to say.
Fabulous. That was Westlife, of course. Instantly recognisable. Greg, tell us about Westlife. Tell us about that.
They're a band I got into about 20 years ago, I think, when I was thought I was falling in love, but I wasn't really. So I just picked up Westlife to they're just sad love songs, but they're also happy love songs. So there's a bit of a balance there, so it's quite good.
Nice. Awesome. Oh, that's cool. Do you want to introduce that one? And I'll... did you get into... What's that? That's Guy Sebastian.
Guy Sebastian.
Was that a similar time?
Yeah.
That's about
2003.
Right.
That was his first big CD or big album that he bought out when he made it. He first became famous, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. What track are we playing off that? What's it called?
I think it was... what was it?
Number 9.
Number 9. When Doves Cry.
How can you leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The smell of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can, a courtyard, an ocean of violets in blue. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
How can you leave me
standing
alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father. Sounds like when doves cry.
Touch if you will my stomach. Feel how it trembles inside. You got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. Even doves have pride.
Sounds like
why do we scream? Why do we scream?
Boom, there you go, Guy Sebastian. And that was a Prince song called When Doves Cry. We've got some poetry coming up to you, courtesy of Eddie, in any second now. Just like to remind you that we're closed on Wednesday. We've got a sort of staff-only day. Another thing we've got coming up to watch out for on our Facebook page is we've got a visiting Māori artist, Kerry, who's going to do some Harakeke traditional weaving with us. And that's going to be open to artists to come along and try that out. So just watch the Facebook page. That should be coming up pretty soon. Eddie, over to you for a bit of poetry.
This poem is called When I First Saw Your Sky. And it's about whispering a prayer, walking through the pine trees up in the Port Hills in Christchurch. When I first saw your sky, the way your hand passed through the clouds, shaping the breeze, I searched across the feathers where trees meet in the air, tasseled like branches in the purity of space. I am completely yours, held in the emotions of my breath and the sound of your name, and the long blowing strands of heaven strewn like autumn's leaves. I felt your touch in the white flowers, pages of an eternal spring, where I could see the smile and a look up from the rising hills, where you came walking to me and the many-coloured mountains streaming light, and held me in the backbone of time. Somewhere in the moonlit trees, where the pines sang, and I stood watching your face as the sea rolled and the dog padding night, following the soft shadows, I began to run, and wiping the beads of rain, your holy virgin rosary untangled, worship in a footstep, listening for your next heartbeat.
Fabulous. Wonderful. There you go. What can I say? Nothing, except
I enjoyed that.
Sorry, Greg.
I enjoyed that poem. It was, it drew you in, didn't it? Drew you into creation.
Drew you into creation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Some music.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love. Darling, so it goes. Some things
are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for
there you go. That was a bit of Elvis for you. Can't help falling in love. The slow dance at the wedding, is what you said, Greg.
Yeah.
So, Greg, you're going to chat to us a little bit about being an artist at Art Centre. And what the experience of that was like. I think you mentioned in the last program kind of how you got to Art Centre and how as part of your journey. But, yeah. But from what you're telling me earlier, you're going to chat about how you get here and what you do and what it's like.
Yeah. Hey, kia ora everyone. My name's Greg. I just got a couple of points I want to talk about just to cover the whole whatever I'm going to say. It's to do with if you're like me, I've just felt as though I've hit a wall, had a big exhibition and. I feel as though I've hit a wall with my two paintings that I'm doing. I took on a couple of, for me, quite difficult ones, so I just wanted to talk a bit briefly about how to continue on if you feel as though you've hit a wall when it comes to your artwork, and also how do you even begin to be creative and even begin to even think that you could be an artist or paint. And basically, when I first went to the Art Centre, I... didn't actually know what I was meant to do to start off with, but then one of the leaders put me on to mosaics, so I ended up doing a whole lot of mosaics for quite a number of weeks, and then I said to Claire was one of the put me onto mosaics, so I asked if I could actually go and do some painting, because I've painted oils for more than 20 years, and she says, well, yeah, you can paint, but you can't paint oils, and I was awestruck. I thought, what? You mean I've got to change from oils to acrylics? And so I did what I was told and reaped the rewards. So sometimes change is really hard, but if you can do it, take that step, you'll reap the rewards eventually. So, and it's to begin to be an artist, the best way is to be part of an art group. I've been part of Tauri Art Group, which has taught me a lot over the years. But there's different designated art groups all over Dunedin that you can be part of. And so if you want to become an artist and you've thought about it for quite a while and you don't really know how, the best thing to do is just be around other creative artistic people, and then eventually you might get inspired to step out and actually do some art. So, but that's basically all I'm going to say. But usually what I do when I feel as though I've hit a wall with painting is I just go back and start doing clay work. And by doing that, it works for each of us in different ways. So whatever works for you, but for me, I just go back to pottery and then I get inspired to paint again. So if you want to get part, there's plenty of art groups all over Skittle, over Dunedin and Wasgirl and surrounding areas. So do that, just take the step and if you feel as though, if you want to find out if you're eligible to join the Art Centre, then just pop in and see one of the leaders, and they're on Facebook anyway. So there, thank you.
Yeah, so you can drop in pretty much any time to Art Centre, or you can come and see what we do. That's good. That was great, Greg. It's always great to hear what, you know, people's own personal journeys, and I think you're highlighting a valuable point of it's easy to get stuck, to find somewhere to do something, to express yourself artistically. And then there's, switching between different disciplines as well, like you're saying, you know, with the painting, like where you kind of get stuck with painting, you can go and try something else.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, you're kind of taking yourself to pottery to almost sort of ground yourself and do something there, and then you can...
Yeah, well, I ended up doing some sewing. I'd never used a sewing machine my whole life, and I actually had to get quite a bit of help, but I was just so satisfied because I learned a new skill after 50 years of never doing it.
Yeah, wow.
So it was a fantastic feeling to be able to actually do some sewing, and when it was frustrating me for many decades that I'd never be able to sew, even if I tried. But
had you tried? Had you given it
no, no. No, I never even had enough self-esteem or confidence to even try, because I thought I'd destroy everything.
Right, right. And then you did it, and how was it when you gave it a go?
Very good for first try.
Yeah, yeah.
Succeeded. Bit of help, had help, but we got there.
Awesome. And did you create something? Did you go on to make a garment or a...
This was patchwork.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Mm.
Cool. All right. A bit more music for you.
I do swear that I'll always be there. I'd give anything and everything, and I will always care. Through weakness and strength, happiness and sorrow, for better, for worse, I will love you with every beat of my heart.
Awesome. That was Shania Twain, of course. You're listening to Art Waves, the program of Art Centre, 105.4 FM Dunedin. Welcome if you just joined us. I'm joined today by Greg and Eddie, two of the artists from Art Centre. We've got some more poetry from Eddie coming up. We've just a reminder, we've got the Dunedin Fringe coming up, of course, which is going to be citywide with heaps of stuff happening, entertainment, exhibitions, you name it. We've got our own Fringe exhibition starting on the 15th at Art Centre on Princess Street, and that's running till the 22nd. That's open from 10 till 4. That's going to be a pretty exciting scenario of things that people have been working towards for months now. We've got a bug theme around insects and invertebrates and small creatures, mini things, and their environment, and no bug left behind. No leaves are overturned, and an exploration of all this kind of thing. So we're quite excited about that, and we'd love for you to come along and have a look at that. Eddie's going to read us a poem. What's the poem called, Eddie?
Thanks, Silas. My name's Eddie Ed. This poem is called Words That Frame the Breeze. Words That Frame the Breeze. There is a man that stirs with the foaming sky. There is a sound that catches the spider's legs moving. A call that makes my voice empty. We belong to the dirt road, to the step of dust, awoken in the blinking moment. The ring on your hand, that forms a word in my mouth. My bedroom roof of sunlit trees that hug the moon for company. And silken, combless night, faithful, following me in an untamed pool of harmless light, are your words that frame the breeze.
Mm. How about that? More music.
Follow the leader, stay in the lines. What will people think of what you've done this time? Go with the crowd, surely somebody knows why we're all wearing the emperor's clothes. Play it safe, play by the rules, or don't play at all. What if you lose? That's not the secret, but I know what is. Everybody dies, but not everyone lives. Everybody dies, but not everyone lives. I'm gonna run like I've got the
Wonderful. That was Supercheck. You chose that one, Greg.
Yeah.
So that just before that, we had Eddie reading a poem, and Eddie's going to read some more poetry, but I thought it was interesting at this point just to talk about creative inspiration and how, for people, especially for people who aren't, perhaps don't think of themselves as artists, musicians or whatever, it's like, it's an real insight, I feel, into the creative process of like when these things happen, you know, and the value of noticing them. And, you know, how poems get written, when does it start, you know, what happens? What were you just saying, Greg?
Well, kia ora, everyone. I've been going to the Arts Centre for three or four years now, and I ended up going along to the writers group, not really knowing what I'd get out of it. And it actually, time went by and I ended up, because we wrote stories and poems and things, mostly stories, but I didn't really think I'd get much out of it because that's me being me, but actually I got a lot out of it because eventually I started writing poems.
Ah.
Just wrote. And with poems, yeah, it's amazing. I was just outside watching on a beautiful day, sitting outside in the sun and watching the seagulls, and then ended up writing part of a poem about the seagull that I saw. And so really, anything's possible if you just believe, have a bit of self-belief and believe that you can actually do it. It's all about starting. It's a bit like an occupation or a job. Once you've actually got to work and you've started, it's much easier.
Yeah.
So with things like poems, once you've written your first couple of poems, you're away. Yeah, right. It's just getting started, really.
It's all about starting.
Just write the first, just by reading a book, read the first paragraph, you end up reading a chapter. Write the first paragraph of a poem, you end up writing three poems.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, it's being open to and being receptive to something coming along and kind of like respecting and keeping the space open. And then there's a trigger or there's a thing you go, oh. You know, you're observing something that's happening to you. You're in a situation and you think or feel, oh, there's something coming along.
You're visualizing what you're seeing in your mind.
Yeah.
And then putting it onto paper.
Yeah. Yeah. And expressing it in whichever art form you happen to be working in at that time, whether it's a painting or a poem.
Mm.
Yeah. Marvelous. Eddie, you're going to read us another poem. Just on, similar to what Greg was talking about, the creative process. And you were mentioning one of those poems you read earlier, you're mentioning that you were actually jamming along with your trumpet to some music.
Yes, I was jamming to Miles Davis, the best of Miles Davis. And I was inspired to write that poem about when I was walking through the pine trees in Christchurch above the...
Yeah, so the words sort of started coming to you whilst you were doing something else.
Yeah. I got enveloped in the mood.
Yeah, and then did you stop straight away and like, oh, I need to get this down, I need to write this?
Yeah, I was overcome by the music and the sound and the emotions. I was thinking about what I was going through that night.
Yeah,
walking across the hills and whispering a prayer, and I was just overcome.
It was very powerful and very sort of in the moment and emotive and wonderful. Yeah. Are you going to read us another poem?
Sure.
What's this one called?
Well, the last one I wrote was about I was on the street in Christchurch, and I was hanging out with the street kids. And that poem was about what I was thinking about at the time.
Sure thing.
Yeah. But this poem's called Trouble Sleeping in the First Night of Winter.
Awesome.
Trouble sleeping in the first night of winter. Can you laugh at poverty in the raining fist of winter? You can break an apple along my bite in the hand of a feather. You can take an open green on the drizzle leaves and wash my face clean in the spear of a raindrop. You can pierce the alabaster orange in the wide grip of morning and shake the bottled pieces through the finger slips of light as I splay me shattered grin. You can speak a thousand thoughts and bear the crop of beating as my eyes of willow wood reap trouble sleeping in the first night of winter.
What do you reckon, Greg?
Makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And it's just like, it's like, feels really sort of like in the elements, you know, the weather and the storm and the stuff going on and fabulous. Right. Oh, well, I'm going to play some more music then. Hayley Westenra, you chose this one, Greg.
Yeah.
You walked away from me. Did you see how hard I've tried not to show the pain inside? Just as you walked away from me. Who painted the moon black just when you passed your love back?
Wonderful. Hayley Westenra, of course, that was with Who Painted the Moon Black. As always, we're running out of time, but that's time. But I feel like we've had quite a little artistic journey here today. I think it's been really interesting to discuss the nature of inspiration and just really being receptive to it, and that's perhaps the key. What do you think, Greg?
Well, I really enjoyed Eddie's poems. I think they're totally inspiring, and I almost feel that's just it. If you're around a great poet, then you should know it, and you should be inspired to do a bit more. I might be inspired to go home and do a bit more poetry, I think.
Yep, and that's probably one of the key things too, is that one thing leads to another. You hear it, you was talking, Eddie, you heard a great piece of music, you lost yourself in it, and then the words came along and boom, you acted on it, and, yeah. And you know, and it's that cross-fertilisation, perhaps. That's the nature of the artistic process. Triggering it, being able to bring it on, as well as being open to it, to allow it to come, you be received. And it's wonderful. And you're going to recite us another poem.
Yes, I've got another poem. It's called Lightning Summers.
Awesome. Lightning Summers.
Yes.
Go for it.
Lightning Summers, how can I capture forever and hold her fleeting moments in my hand? I could understand the cool permeating the trees when I ran through the grass springing between my toes in the long lightning summers, where I ate the sunsets, golden delicious dreams outside my bedroom window. The moon held her great purity of truth and the innocence of love that I knew. The longing look, the desperate passion in the flower, beholding inexpressible light, and my brow creased in expectations, smoothing the night in the bastion of trees.
Fabulous.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
That was Elvis. Marie's the name of his latest flame. We're near the end of our show now, but thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Art Waves, program of Art Centre, 105.4 FM, or FM in Dunedin. We've got, just a reminder, we've got our Fringe exhibition coming up on the 15th, and that's open till the 22nd, and that's from 10 till 4. And also, we are closed this coming Wednesday, just so that you know. I think it's been rather wonderful. I'd like to say thank you very much, Eddie, for reading your poetry.
You're welcome.
And thanks very much, Greg, for sharing your thoughts on the artistic process and inspiration. We're going to play it out with Tina Arena, and the track is called Heaven Help My Heart.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.